Hello, hello, and welcome to the third episode of the Self-Help Podcast. Today, I am in my car, and we're going to get into the reason why I'm in my car in a second, but today's episode is going to be about making excuses and why you need to stop making excuses. And today I had all of the excuses in the world to not film this podcast. Even the last few days I wanted to film this podcast, but I couldn't. And what's really interesting about it is, especially if you have like a perfectionism mindset, typically your mind isn't open enough to see other ways to go about doing things, such as this podcast. I've been filming in front of my couch, and the reason why I can't film there right now is because my roommate is sick and he's been laying there. The last few days I was kind of just waiting until he stopped being sick, but he didn't get better. So I'm just kind of like, okay, well, I really need to film this podcast, but the couch is taken and I didn't really have any other place in my apartment that I wanted to film in. So I ended up deciding to film in my car. And there was another excuse that came up of why I didn't want to film this podcast today. And it wasn't that I didn't want to film it. It was just that I had excuses. And another one of those excuses was the fact that it's a Saturday and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of traffic, and I didn't really feel like driving to the park to film the podcast because I wanted to film at the park because I have like greenery in front of me. Those were my excuses, and I still decided to film this podcast episode because I really wanted to, and it kind of fits in with the theme of today because I was feeling called to film a different episode, but I think I'm going to save that for the next one because it's just on my heart right now that I want to talk about the fact that we make excuses all the time. And I was having a conversation with my friend last night, and he is also a perfectionist. I don't think I'm like a super perfectionist, but I do have those traits sometimes. And my friend is very much a perfectionist, and he's a photographer and videographer, and he has all of these people who want to pay him to make content for their company, and he's making these excuses that he doesn't like the work that he's doing, so he feels that he shouldn't charge for it, or it feels way too easy to do it, which is also a conversation that I had with my client not too long ago. Is my client said that he feels like he has to struggle in order to feel good about reaching his goals or to feel worthy about reaching his goals. And I think that's something that's very common in society, is we feel like we have to struggle in order to be worthy of something. And that's really not the case. You know, things can come easy to us if we allow it, especially if we're passionate about something. If you're passionate about something, it's usually very easy for you. Just like this podcast, like, of course there's work that goes into it, but for the most part, I'm so passionate about it and I love it so much to the point where like, this isn't that hard for me. And I genuinely enjoy it and I'm gonna continue to do it because I love it. And the same with my friend. He loves taking pictures and videos, but he's having a hard time allowing himself to monetize it because he does have the clients. He does have what he needs in order to succeed in that realm, but he keeps making these excuses. And I told him, I was like, pick a struggle, dude. Like, pick a struggle. You either are going to struggle and have to do Uber or have to do these other side hustles in order to make ends meet, or you're going to go to one place and they are going to pay you your full month worth of expenses. And I think also we get used to certain things too. We get used to struggle and we get used to things being difficult to the point where it's kind of uncomfortable to step out of that. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how to stop making excuses and to go after your goals in life. Now, first off, I want you to acknowledge these excuses. Acknowledge where you are self-sabotaging. Acknowledge where you're making these excuses, because these excuses are preventing you from living your dream life. They're preventing you from doing the things that you actually enjoy doing. So when you acknowledge the excuses, you then can consciously make a change as well. If you don't acknowledge them, you're not able to make a change. But if you do acknowledge them, you can consciously move away from those excuses. And also understand the root cause of your excuses. Why is it that you're making so many excuses? Are you afraid of failure? Are you just afraid that nobody's gonna like what you do? Like, what are you so afraid of to the point where you need to make all of these excuses to not do it? Are you just lacking discipline? Are you just not motivated enough? Like, even for me, it was hard to, like, be motivated to drive to the park today. It wasn't that hard, but, like, one thing about me is if I allow myself to rest when I know I'm supposed to be doing something and I allow downtime for myself, like in between doing my makeup and leaving the house, I will then procrastinate and I will then make excuses. But one thing I did this morning was I got ready and I left. I left the house and I came to the park to sit and film this podcast. And that's something that I think I need to implement more in my life, is being very quick about things. Not quick, but like not having any in-between time from tasks that I'm doing, or like if I'm eating a meal, like I'm not gonna like sit down and scroll on my phone. I'm not going to sit down and watch a YouTube video unless I'm like getting ready or unless I'm eating or something. But that's one thing about me, is nowadays I just get up and do it. I just get up and go, and that's it. And that's something that I really suggest you implement in your life, is like once you're ready, leave the house, okay? And do what you need to do and jump straight into the task that you need to jump into as soon as you're done getting ready in the morning. And once you understand the root cause of why you're making excuses, figure out how to heal that. Figure out how to get over that. Because if you're not over the reason why you're making excuses, you're going to continue to make the excuses. And this is going to come with a mindset shift. You have to be willing to face what you don't want to face. And a lot of times this can be like an issue that you're not looking at. If you're afraid of failure, if you're lacking confidence, any of those things, like there is some deep inner healing and work that needs to be done in order to move forward with your life. And oh my gosh, I am so washed out right now. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't control the sun, okay? And you know what? I'm not even gonna make the excuse that I can't film this video because of the lighting, because fuck that, okay? If I don't like the lighting, I don't like the lighting, but what I have to say is important, and I'm just gonna get this podcast done and over with, and I'm gonna stop being a perfectionist, okay? I need to stop being a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff, because I just need to keep being consistent. And you know what? At least the audio is good, okay? At least I brought my microphone. Also, if you are making excuses over something that feels like a really big task, or feels like you can't complete it, or just like something that's really overwhelming you, break it up into smaller actionable steps in order to complete the task at hand. Let's say you need to clean your house. I feel like that's pretty relatable. Everybody needs to clean their house unless they're a millionaire and they can hire someone to clean their house. Honestly, you don't have to be a millionaire to hire someone, because I've looked into it before and I'm not a millionaire yet. But we're manifesting it over here. Yeah, so unless you're hiring someone to clean your house, you need to clean your house. And what I like to do is I like to put on music and I break it up into small actionable steps. So I focus on doing the dishwasher first, doing the laundry next, and I will literally write down step by step what I need to do to clean my house in order for me to get it done. And then you just check it off like it's a little to-do list, and it honestly makes it more motivational for me. I don't know what it is about it, but you get the gist of it. I'm just saying, if something is overwhelming you, break it up into smaller steps so that you can complete it and stop making excuses about it. Also, you need to take responsibility of your actions. If you are not doing something, if you are not going after a goal because you keep making excuses, you need to take responsibility for that, and you need to understand that you are the only reason why you're not doing that, and you are what's holding you back. This is something that I've had to deal with recently as well, because I don't like to admit it, but I think I'm an empath, and I kind of like get affected by people's energy. And if somebody's near me that has really like low vibrations, it it used to be very hard for me to hold my frame and actually do what I needed to do. And I would just like be lazy all day if somebody else was being lazy. You know what I mean? So like if I was in the same house as someone and somebody else was being lazy, I would then be lazy, even though I know I have shit to do. And I know that I have goals that I'm going after. And the person that I'm living with like doesn't have the same priorities or whatever. And like this has happened to me multiple times in my life where I just get affected by someone else's energy and it doesn't match up to my energy. But what I have had to do is to hold my vibration, hold my dominant vibration, which is generally high, and not allow the lower vibrations to affect me. And it wasn't necessarily about raising my vibration so much. It was just about the fact of me protecting my own energy and caring about myself enough to the point where I was not going to make excuses that it's somebody else's fault that I'm feeling this way, because it's not their fault. Surround yourself with people who have a similar mindset to you, who also, you know, if you're a very productive person, surround yourself with people who are productive. It doesn't make sense to be friends with people who are lazy if you are not lazy. If you do not have the same personality traits or characteristics as somebody, why are you friends with them? Why are you hanging out with them? I don't care if it's like a 5-year-old friendship. It doesn't matter, okay? I don't care if it's a 10-year-old friendship. People are meant to grow and move on with their lives. Go find new friends if you feel like your friends are holding you back in life. And again, it's not your friend's problem. It is not the people around you that is the problem. It's you, because you are not in your own frame. You're not holding your energy and you're not able to do the things that you want to do because you're basing it off of the external. And you need to get to the point where you base what you do in life off of the internal, off of what you feel, off of what you want to do that day. Do not let anybody else get in the way of that, okay? And again, it's not their fault. You need to take responsibility for your actions. So stop making excuses that this person isn't a vibe to be around. If they're not a vibe to be around, go do your tasks somewhere else. If you work from home and say you have a roommate who's like lazy and doesn't get shit done and just is always there in a negative vibration, leave the damn house. Like, leave the house, get yourself out of that situation, and focus on your work at a cafe or something. I've had to do this before when I had roommates who just weren't a vibe. It's okay. Focus on yourself. Do not let others distract you, and do not let others make you make excuses, because when you're making excuses, you're in victim mode, and who wants to be a victim? So yeah, surround yourself with people who genuinely support you and genuinely care about your goals and genuinely want to see you thrive, because you are going to thrive with them. If they are focused on their own shit, you need to be focused on your own shit, and then you can come together and support one another. Another thing that I also do to combat excuses is I will visualize my day every single morning. When I do my morning meditation, I will visualize how I want my day to go and like my perfect day. And it usually ends up happening exactly the way that I picture it. And this is so, so, so beneficial, because you then get clear on what it is exactly you want. You get clear on how you want your day to look. And it doesn't even matter what you feel when you get out of bed, because once you do that meditation where you get so clear on how you want your day to go, you're then going to proceed with your day with that energy as if you've already lived the day and as if it was already a good day. So visualize your day in the morning and it will set you up for success and you will stop making excuses. The last thing that I want to touch on is to celebrate your progress. You can also use your celebrations as motivation. I don't recommend to do this too often. You know what I mean? Like base your rewards off of the amount you do, pretty much, because you don't want to like over reward yourself just for cleaning your damn house, which is a normal human task, right? But for instance, when I get done with this podcast, I'm going to get ice cream at my favorite ice cream shop, and I'm going to take a little solo date and reward myself. I normally do one solo date a week, and this week I'm doing two. So I went on a little shopping spree at the beginning of the week, and now I'm going to take myself out for ice cream right when I'm done with this podcast episode to celebrate the progress that I made. Past version of me would not have came out here to film this episode. I would have waited until my roommate was done being sick, and which is who knows when, like, I have no idea, and I would have filmed it the way that I wanted to film it and not came out and filmed it in my car. And who knows, maybe you guys will like it when I film in my car. I don't know. Let me know in the comments if you like the car vibes. It is pretty tricky though. I will say, before I was filming this podcast, there were people next to me, because there's like a very large lake at this park, and people like go like, I don't know if it's like surfing or wakeboarding or something, like, I don't know, this girl had a big ass surfboard, okay, and they were like blowing something up, or I don't know, and it was making a lot of noise, and I could have made the excuse of, yeah, maybe I shouldn't film this podcast, but no, I waited, and then I filmed it, and here we are, and I'm proud of myself for that, because me a year ago would not have. And that's why I want to celebrate myself, because even if I get a little treat and get some ice cream, I know that, like, that treat is because I accomplished something. I did something that I wasn't really feeling motivated to do. And it's not necessarily that I wasn't feeling motivated to film this podcast. I was just making excuses because I was being too much of a perfectionist. And I wanted it to be exactly how I wanted it to be, in front of my couch like it normally is. And you know what? Sometimes you gotta switch it up, and other environments will also inspire you. Like, I have an amazing view right now, and this is probably the most fun that I've ever had filming this podcast, which is crazy because, like, here I am, like, a little bit out of my comfort zone, filming in a park. There's people walking by, probably staring at me, and I don't give a shit because I'm doing what I love, and I see all of these beautiful trees. And so what I mean to say is, when you get out of your comfort zone and you do things where you're not being a perfectionist and you just are consistent with what you're doing and not making excuses about it, you might actually gain more inspiration and you might actually enjoy it a lot more, and it might feel like more exciting for you. I love being surrounded by nature. I have a nice ass house behind me. Like, I'm actually filming this podcast episode in a very, very wealthy neighborhood. Like, the houses are millions of dollars here, and it's not that far from where I live, but, like, I don't come here very often unless I want to look at the houses. I now want to come here more, and I'm thinking about actually moving here. So that's the thing, is I'm now putting myself in a situation where I'm embodying the energy of also living in this beautiful place as well, and maybe even walking at this park every morning, because I'm literally in the energetic field of people who do live in this area. So that's what happens when you get out of your comfort zone as well and stop making excuses. As you grow, you expand, you evolve, and you might actually end up being somewhere at the right place at the right time. You know, who knows what would have happened if you kept making all these excuses? Nothing would happen. Nothing would move forward. Nothing would go in the way that you need it to go. That's one thing that I've also talked to my clients about as well. I said, okay, I want you to picture, if you keep doing the same exact thing you're doing now for the next year, for the next 2 years, for the next 3 years, where do you think you'll be? If you keep making the same excuses that you're making now for the next few years, where will you be? Will you grow? Will you expand? Will you make more money? Will you make more friends? Will you be in a loving relationship? Will you have what you want? And if the answer is no, then something needs to change. You can't expect to get different results if you continue to make excuses and stay where you are. You can't stay where you are forever. And if you want to, then that's on you. And you have nobody to blame but yourself for not moving forward. And that, to me, is the scariest thing, because, like, I am responsible for whether I move forward in life or not. I am responsible for if I move forward without making excuses. Even it's raining right now, okay? And the audio is probably catching that. And I don't give a shit, okay? The rain is beautiful. Listen to the rain sounds as I speak. I don't care. I'm done being a perfectionist. I'm done making excuses, and you should be too. Beautiful things happen when you stop making excuses. You grow, you expand, you evolve, and you end up being able to do the things that you actually want to do in life instead of staying stagnant. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what happens if I stop making excuses? What happens if I go after my dreams and my goals? What will happen? And where will I see myself in the next few years? And use that as motivation. And if you're not motivated by that, then be motivated by the fact that you will stay stuck if you don't change. In my life, it got so bad to the point where I had to make a choice and I had to make a decision to change and evolve, or else I would be miserable the rest of my life. How do you feel staying where you are? If the answer is not good, or if it's just like, oh, content, it's not good, but it's not bad either, that's still not good, okay? We're meant to change and evolve as humans and as spiritual beings. So get up and stop making excuses. And I want you to challenge yourself this week to do the thing that you keep making excuses about. And once you do it, reward yourself with some ice cream or whatever you want. That is it for the third episode of the Self-Help Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I really hope that you enjoyed it and got value out of this. Please be sure to rate this podcast, leave a like, subscribe, and feel free to share it with a friend if you feel like someone you know needs to hear this. Again, my name is Kayla, and I am so, so grateful that you have listened to this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.